and the rest of the day's business news, of course, next time on Marketplace.
Tune in tonight at 6 here on Lakeshore Public Media, 89.1 FM.
This is Lakeshore Public Media, 89.1 FM, WLPR FM Lowell. Your home for local news, traffic, weather, sports, and more. Streaming online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
This Friday, Let's Eat will be on a healthy kick with Balmed Natural Foods. Joining us live in our studio are owners and operators, Lauren and Sherry, from Balmed Natural Foods. Locations, Highland and Maryville. We invite you to call in at 219-769-9577 and join the conversation for a chance to win a gift card from Balmed Natural Foods. Discover Balmed, where their advice can help your body needs, build your immune system, gain energy, help those achy bones, think brighter, all done naturally. Tune in as we take in healthy, tasty smoothies with Lauren and Sherry from Balmed Natural Foods and me, Chef Nick, this Friday on Let's Eat at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. Follow me on Instagram at Let's Eat, POD, and Spotify. Yassoo!
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump's government cost-cutting entity known as DOGE is hitting the Department of Defense, but not just yet. NPR's Tom Bowman explains.
We're told the Pentagon has paused the expected firing this week of over 50,000 civilian probationary employees who are on the job for a year or so. The Pentagon will conduct a review to determine whether some of those jobs must be retained for national security purposes. We're told that a small number of probationary jobs already have been eliminated, but again, the bulk of these jobs is going to wait for a review. But clearly, thousands, if not tens of thousands of jobs could be affected.
NPR's Tom Bowman. The administration has released nearly all migrants detained at the naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. 177 migrants, all from Venezuela, were sent back to Venezuela last night. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
The Trump administration had said everyone sent to Guantanamo were hardened criminals and that many were members of Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan gang. But now we know that's not true. In court documents released because of a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union, the Trump administration admitted that nearly 30% of the detainees were considered, quote, low-threat illegal aliens. The Venezuelan detainees had been in Guantanamo for a couple of weeks. This development tells us that Guantanamo will likely be a temporary detention facility to house migrants from countries where deportations might be more challenging. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Austin.
The federal judge overseeing the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams has opted not to rule immediately on the Justice Department's request to drop the prosecution. NPR's Ryan Lucas has the latest.
U.S. District Judge Dale Ho has appointed Paul Clement as a so-called friend of the court to help consider the Justice Department's unopposed motion to drop the case. Clement served as Solicitor General during the George W. Bush administration. Judge Ho's decision comes days after the Justice Department formally requested to dismiss the Adams case. The department says the request isn't based on the strength of the case. Instead, it says the prosecution hinders Adams' ability to help the Trump administration with immigration enforcement. The interim U.S. attorney in Manhattan and at least six other senior Justice Department attorneys resigned in protest. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, all major market indices are down 1.6% to more than 2%. Main reason? Worries about the economy. Here's NPR's Rafael Nam.
A report earlier showed sales of existing homes fell nearly 5% in January from the previous month. At the same time, a widely followed measure of consumer sentiment from the University of Michigan dropped in January. Consumer confidence is being hit in part by concerns about the impact from President Trump's economic proposals, like tariffs, for example.
That's NPR's Rafael Nam reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The man charged with killing health insurance CEO Brian Thompson in New York City last December appeared in court today. Luigi Mangione's lawyer alleged her client was illegally searched during his arrest in Pennsylvania. Mangione had previously pleaded not guilty. Monday marks 3 years since Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. As efforts to end the war continue, French President Emmanuel Macron took to social media to warn his country about the threat posed by Russia. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
We must all understand the threat Russia presents for Europe and for France today, Macron said in a live question and answer session on Instagram. He said France must rearrange its priorities to invest more in defense and security. European leaders have gathered twice this week, in person in Paris and by Zoom, to address the unfolding crisis where the Trump administration appears to be siding with Russia over Ukraine. Macron heads to Washington, D.C. Monday to speak with President Trump. Macron said France could send troops to enforce a peace deal, but that Ukrainians and Europeans must be part of any negotiations. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Clean shaven at the New York Yankees is now an option, not a rule. Team owner Hal Steinbrenner announced today that he's dropping the ban on beards that his dad, George Steinbrenner, imposed 49 years ago when he was in charge. The Dow's closed down 748 points, or 1.6%, to end the day at 43,428. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR.
Good afternoon, everyone out there in Radio Land. How you all doing? I hope you are staying warm, but as Cheryl Scott says on ABC Weather, that we're supposed to warm up by Sunday. We're supposed to be in the mid-40s. How's that sound for you? And this is Tom Maloney over here, Vice President of Radio Operations.
Hey,
here,
Nick.
At
how are
Lakeshore
you?
Public Media. My sidekick, he runs the boards.
Who is it? Is it Martha Reeves and the Vandals who sang Heat Wave?
Yeah.
That's
before my time, I think.
It is, yeah. A couple of years. We're going to be getting a Heat Wave here, Northwest Indiana. So I will gladly take that. And, of course, you know, with a Heat Wave, Nick, means I got to start exercising again. I got to get back to working out. I've been slacking.
Yeah, I can see your belly's kind of getting big.
It's
really big, Tom. Watch it there, buddy.
It's bulking season right now, Nick.
But you are bulking.
Well, yeah,
chest.
But without the exercise, and I know that, you know, as it warms up, I got to start wearing my bro tanks and my board shorts, get ready for the pool and the beach.
You wear togs too, I hear.
I do, yeah. And, you know, hey, it's you got to get ready for it. So no better time than right now to start getting ready for the warm weather.
That's right. But, you know, we still got a few weeks, I think, of that going on here, you know, with
you
all the
car problems?
No. We're talking about.
This sounds like click and clack.
No.
Car talk.
We're talking
my car
about.
Does,
What kind of car is that?
Yours, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about everyone seems to be getting a little bit of the bug. The flu bugs.
The bug. The bug is going around.
It was, you know, a few weeks ago we had it around here a little bit.
I walked in,
everyone had masks on.
I had it at my house. You have it at your house?
No, I actually got kind of lucky.
You got lucky? Good for you.
I really don't go out much anymore.
I'm glad we still let you in.
Yeah, only place I go is here to the studio, and that's it.
Okay.
Studio and home. That's it. That's all.
It's a nice night.
Anyways, today we have two great guests here from Balm's Natural Foods. We have Lauren and we have Sherry. And Lauren's from our Highland Balm's Natural Food, and Sherry is from the Maryville's Balm's Natural Food. They're here to give us some insight on how to stay a little healthy, how to get over some ailments, and just how to make your body feel a little bit better. How you doing, ladies?
Great, thanks.
Good.
Lauren, why don't you give us a little background about yourself?
Oh, about myself?
Yeah.
Well,
the people want to know.
I'm a mom of two. I've worked at Balm's for like a really long time.
That's the official.
How long is a long time?
Oh my goodness. I started in 2007.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a long time.
Yeah,
okay.
So a long time. I like to bake.
Uh-huh.
I like to read. I like to garden a little in the summer.
Okay.
I like to go to the beach.
Okay.
That's about me.
Okay.
That's good. And how about you, Sherry? Give us a little introduction to yourself.
I have three children. I have three grandchildren, and I've been with BOMS 22 years.
Wow.
So it's been a while.
So there's some dedication there. Is there something in the smoothies that keeps you ladies around?
It's like a big family. Yeah. We just, we all get along real well and things like that. So
before we get going, I want everyone to take a second and go on the Instagram we have. It's Let's Eat, P-O-D, Let's Eat, P-O-D. And you see pictures of the ladies and the products they brought in. And also, we want you to follow us. And also, another thing is, call in 219-769-9577 and get a chance to win a gift card from BOMS Natural Foods. So BOMS has been around for a long time. Can one of you give us a little history about BOMS?
Well, BOMS has been around since 1981, I believe. Yeah. It was started by Norma BOM. And actually, it started off as a restaurant. And then it kind of morphed into more of a health food store with a lot of supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And
where was the first store at?
Whiting.
Oh, wow.
I think, was it Whiting or was it Merivale?
Was it Merivale?
Well, maybe Merivale, and then it went
to Whiting.
Yeah.
There's been one in Griffith, one in St. John.
So has there always been multiple BOMS locations like there is now? So Highland and Merivale, like where it's Merivale, but it's also out here and it's also out there. So there's more than just the one flagship?
Right. There used to be a number of them, and we're down to two.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With the Merivale and Highland. But.
Well, I also want to congratulate you because now you are the owners and operators of BOMS.
Correct. Yes.
You, Sherry operates and owns the Merivale one, and you, Lauren, deal with the Highland one. How's that? How's that changed things in your view in going to BOMS every day now compared to being just an employee?
It's still the same. I mean, you're still with the same people that you've been with forever. You got a little bit of more work involved, but it's
more responsibility.
More responsibility. But it's been fun. I mean, I've enjoyed it. You know, just learning more every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Learning hours of operation I don't know if they're the same.
We're both open Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays. Monday through Friday, we're open 9 to 7.
Yes.
And Saturdays in Highland, we're only open 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. And we're open 9 to 6 on Merivale.
Okay. Now, I know we had you on a few years ago at the end of the COVID, kind of what was going on. Are you still doing, like, curbside services or anything like that? Or have you
scaled
it back a little bit?
I mean, we still do for some people if they need help. We definitely, you know, cater to them. We will take things out. We've done delivery. I've done some deliveries, and we try to be accommodating for everybody.
So since you guys own your own spots, have you changed anything? Have you really, like, now are you selling Saganaki or anything like that? I mean have you changed anything? Are you kind of like keep going with what has worked?
I mean, not much has changed.
No,
we're still the same BOMS that cares about helping people with their health and
just being there for everybody, trying to give them advice and, you know, welcome them into the stores.
Well, let's talk about the stores. Give us a little bit. Are the layouts the same
as they were?
Highland store and the Merivale store.
No,
I've only been in the Merivale store, so I know how the Merivale store looks.
Yeah, they're a little different.
Okay. Yeah, we have more herbs. We have a lot of teas.
They have the loose herbs and teas.
Yeah, the bulk. Mm-hmm. We have a big bulk section, whereas Highland,
our store's a little smaller. We don't have that one.
Yeah.
And when you say herbs, that's like herbs you can cook with.
Yeah, cook or with teas making teas. Yes.
Okay. So are they all like what I guess organic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are organic.
Where's the supply? Where you get that from? Where this origin? What's the?
It's Frontier Herbs.
Okay.
Is where we get it from. Mm-hmm.
So Lauren, why don't you give us a little bit of layout of your store? How it looks like? What when you walk in? What do you run into? How as you walk around? How is it laid out?
Yeah, the majority of the store is going to be supplements, and then we do have our juice bar, and we have a small food area, like grocery food, some
perishable teas. Ones. perishable grocery food, like vegetables?
And, no vegetables.
Okay.
Is there a freezer section at all there?
A small freezer section.
Okay.
Some refrigerated things if you wanted like a quick, you know, a kombucha or something. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of it. We're like a little shoebox. Then we also have a little space where we do a service called Ion Cleanse, which is a foot bath detox.
I remember that from last time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
It's basically about the same. We're a little bit bigger. Our juice bar is a little bit bigger. We do the Ion Cleanses as well. But we have, you know, we have that herb section that people like too. So
in a restaurant, and we've had a lot of restaurants on, when the seasons change, sometimes the menu changes a little bit, you know. Now, when you have people coming in, how do things change of what they buy during, you know, certain seasons? In the winter, what do they focus more on now compared to what they focus on more when it gets warmer out?
Well, now they're all in for, you know, every immune support. So they're getting their vitamin D, their zinc, their vitamin C, stuff like that to help keep them from getting sick or to try and get them over whatever it is quicker. So,
lots of respiratory stuff.
For
the bronchial and the lung health.
So I guess for both of you, in terms of running the stores, like, do you kind of see like, oh, something's coming because clientele has picked up or more people are coming in talking
like
about
trending?
Like
TikTok and Barbara O'Neill, all those people.
Definitely see that.
What is trending now?
I think magnesium is huge.
Yeah, magnesium is real big. Elderberry. I mean, we got a lot of people coming in for elderberry.
I think mushrooms are kind of a trending thing.
Yeah, of course. Really?
Yeah. Lion's mane, chaga.
Why? Can I ask why mushrooms?
Like medicinal mushrooms. Yes.
Okay.
And how would a medicinal mushroom help you? I mean, I know, is it mental things or?
Well, lion's mane.
Yeah, lion's mane for
focus.
That.
Mm-hmm. There's reishi for immune support.
So this isn't the type of mushrooms like that you're putting on a pizza.
No.
I guess I didn't realize there was medicinal mushrooms.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've learned something new. So I know my wife uses magnesium gel.
Yeah.
That she slathers on her. I slather on her every night.
For
kind of helps
pain.
With it. Yeah, joint pain, mm-hmm. muscle aches, and then what else did you say? Mushrooms and what else? Elderberries.
Elderberries.
I know we've got a big bag of dried elderberries somewhere in a cabinet right now, and if my wife is listening, I promise I'll make elderberry syrup this weekend after it warms up and she doesn't need it anymore. But you know, we use that for immune support as well. And then, so what else are you seeing trending right now in terms of what people are looking for?
I think sea moss.
Oh yeah.
Explain sea moss.
Is that seaweed?
Like seaweed.
Yeah.
Okay.
We saw a lot of it as a gel.
Yes.
They make
you eat it.
You eat the sea moss gel.
Yeah.
So they make it. It's like this stringy.
Is it farm raised? Is it wild sea moss?
No,
wild.
Somebody just goes out in Lake Michigan and just scoops it up in a net.
I don't know. It's got to be seawater.
Like there's
cleaner.
Irish sea moss comes from Ireland.
Okay.
It's not like around
the Caribbean.
Right. Not from Lake Michigan.
And then people just eat it.
Yes.
And it's a gel.
Well, they probably mix it in with some
They mix
food.
It in with smoothies.
Of carrageenan?
Yeah.
You know seaweed. That gels things?
Oh, yeah. You can take a tablespoon of carrageenan and throw in water.
Got it. Okay.
Kind of
okay. I'm less disgusted and less worried now. Okay.
So you were talking.
It also comes in powders and capsules.
So
that's easier. That's easier, I think. Yes. But what is it? Really quick, what does sea moss do? Why do people consume it? Like,
it's got a lot of minerals. People use it for energy.
Is anything everything green good for you? I mean, it seems like kale and
broccoli, avocados, lime margaritas, green beer.
What'd you say?
I think it depends on who you ask.
Oh, really? Okay. So you were talking about how, you know, during this time of the seasons, they're taking certain things. Don't people still take those items in the summer, or they suddenly switch up to something different? I mean,
are
we still worried about our immune system?
Right, they do. I think they just might cut back on things a little bit and, you know, different times of the year, you know, like summer's coming. People are doing the weight loss.
Yeah, I think we're going to shift more to, like, allergies is going to be the big thing that will
start I see how that works.
Right. And a lot of honey. People are going to be taking a lot of local honey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my doctor... The big thing with him was vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
and he makes me take a lot of vitamin D. How does, I mean, why? I don't understand. I mean, don't you get that from the sun? And I know it's, there's not a lot of sun now and you're taking it, but he's really adamant on me taking more than just what's on the bottle. I actually take double.
Right. But we're all deficient. We don't get the sun. I mean, we're not getting the rays like we should.
And even in the summer, like how many of us are outside that much? Like we have indoor jobs, there's artificial light.
How does vitamin D work?
Well, it supports your bone health and your immune health. Those are the two big ones.
Right. But it also helps with
I know it's a mood. It's a mood booster.
Yes.
Oh, is
it? Well, yes. So are there artificial lights that can give you the same supplement, like a, you know, like a
sunlight or
a
something?
Sunlight or anything like that. I see that on infomercials.
I don't know how well that works. I've never been in contact with anything like that, but there is something that
D3, though, that's the supplement. That's what I take. If you're gonna supplement with it, D3 is the one you want. It's gonna be best absorbed.
And that is that typically taken in a pill? Is that a liquid?
Pill or liquid.
Pill or liquid, okay.
Gummies.
Yeah. Okay, is a lot of stuff in gummies now? Is that a big thing, even outside of like the THC and like marijuana world where things are just available in a gummy? And
there's
then
like gummies for everything almost.
Yeah.
So I say my kid's
apple cider vinegar
gummies. Really?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, my kid takes his allergy medicine. It's a gummy form now. Like they're little blue gummy bears, and that's what he takes every day.
You know, there's probiotics, and they say if you put a probiotic with sugar, it kind of ruins the probiotic. I mean, isn't there sugar in the gummies? And
right, you got to watch.
Some of them are sugar-free. They'll sweeten them with stevia or xylitol.
Right.
Like a natural sweetener.
Oh, do you sell items like that you can cook with other than herbs? I mean, like sugars and flours and things like that?
We sell some stevia and some beet sugar and stuff. Our sections aren't real big in packaged foods. I mean, we have a lot of more snacks. We do carry a little bit.
Why is beet sugar better than cane sugar? I hear in beet sugar, but really they...
I want to know who's spending the time taking a beet to make it beet sugar.
No, like it's a beet.
It's
that sweet. Just like
beets are that sweet that they
it's a certain type of beet.
It's a certain type of beet.
Just like cane sugar. You think cane sugar is like you open up a cane and it's got powder in there. Sugar? No, it's a syrup.
Yeah, they gotta break it down.
And then they harden it up, and then they grind it up to be sugar.
Yeah, okay, I guess lots of people have had a lot of time.
There's beets that do that.
Yeah, I'm always just kind of weirded out. Like, how do we know to eat these berries versus the other berries? And I'm like, well, humanity's been around for thousands of years. Somebody has learned. Somebody's gotten bored enough to try it.
Folks, if you want to ask these ladies from Bombs Natural Foods some questions about health, give us a call, 219-769-9577. They have gift cards here. Give us a call and find out what's going on. What is the largest category in your store that sells, like the large, like, you know, I'm sure you go to McDonald's, it's the McDonald burger, you know what I mean? What do you guys sell them a lot of?
Well,
does it vary from each store? I mean,
it does. Our clientele is different, so it does vary. But we sell a lot of our fish oils. We're big on fish oils, probiotics, you know, our multivitamins, you know, our basic four foundation, you know,
heart health.
Yes.
How about the smoothies? How's that rank up there?
We're busy.
We're busy in smoothies? Yeah.
Even in the winter?
Yes.
People still come in for the smoothies in the winter?
Not okay. It's not as busy as we used to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the winter time, but we are still keeping up.
And how do you, I guess, as clientele changes, right, we hear stories of more brick and mortars closing. You can drive anywhere on Route 30 or 41 in the area 49 out in Valpo, and you just see empty storefronts.
So it's a struggle.
Bombs has been open now since the early 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about that in terms of now being business owners and having to keep storefronts open. Do you guys do online ordering and shipping or anything like that? Or is everything
just
store and local?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go shop local.
Yes.
Locals love you more.
Yes.
Do you guys get out there and reach people by doing any kind of farmers markets or anything like that? Do you guys...
We do occasional events. Just last night, actually, we were at the Cherville had a wellness fair.
Uh-huh.
We had a booth there. Yeah, we do public events like that.
You know, something you just said that made me think of a question here is, you're two different operations, two different owners, but do you guys really collaborate a lot together?
We do.
Yeah, a little
we
bit.
We do, yeah. Here and there, you know, we have some things that we're still doing together, so... I think it'll always be like that. It's just.
Did you guys work together before in the same stores, or just known each other?
Here and there.
Yeah.
You know, we'd fill in for each other, or someone would come over, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does that work, like, in terms of staffing? So how many people do you have at the Highland store?
Seven or eight.
Seven or eight. Okay. And how about you, Sherry and Maribel?
I think there's nine. I think we have nine.
Okay. So, like, if all of a sudden one of you is short-staffed, are you able to, like, hey, can somebody from the Highland store go cover Maribel or vice versa?
That's how it used to be when it was under the same owner.
Okay.
But, you know, payroll and stuff.
Right. Yeah. It makes things a little weird.
Yeah. Okay.
It makes it a little more difficult.
So what
we still call each other. We'll have maybe a customer will come in looking for something, and we don't have it, and we'll still call the other store and see if they have it.
Right, you know? And vice versa. Yeah, absolutely.
The customer might drive out to the other store. Okay. So
what do you offer in your frozen food section?
We have some breads that are, you know, like gluten-free breads. Mm-hmm. Some, like, pre-made, you know, meals, like the Amy's meals.
Yeah, the frozen meals.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
We have some ice creams and stuff. Our frozen section's not real big.
No,
we don't have much in the frozen.
Mm-hmm.
We have more in the refrigerated, more drinks and stuff like that. Pickles and sauerkraut and all that fun stuff.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk about some of these things that you can help us with. How about heart health? What do you recommend for heart health?
Just generally speaking?
Mm-hmm. Fish oil. Probably don't have a Valentine. Oh, them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
Yeah, omega-3 is awesome for our heart health.
Now, are there different types of fish oil, right? Like, there's, like, not in terms of, like, some are capsules and some are liquids, but, like, are there different types?
Well, yes, you could get cod liver oil.
Okay.
You could get salmon oil.
Oh, really?
So it's just coming from the different fish?
And type of fish, sardines and anchovies.
Is there a benefit to one fish versus another? Is it a flavor thing, or is it just availability?
Well, like cod liver oil, for example, I think has more
vitamin D
and vitamin A.
Right. So it's more for immune. A lot of people take it for immune.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
if you take the other fish oils, they're higher in the omega-3s, the DHA, the EPA.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I see that DHA and EPA. Like, what does that mean?
Like, those are the components of the omega-3.
Okay.
And they support your brain health, your eye health, your heart health.
Joint health, ligaments and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, how do we trust these brands? I mean, we have to trust you that you pick the right things. How do you trust them?
We look for, you know, brands that do third-party testing on their products. They're GMP certified. Maybe they're also...
Can you explain third-party testing? Like
they're not just testing it here in-house. They're sending their stuff out to a third party that doesn't have any interest.
Okay.
You know, any financial interest in their business. And that's really like a gold standard because...
Yeah.
Right.
It's... means they're reputable and
they're not going to sway one way or another because of money or something.
They're not
like
getting bought out because of that. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
You know, so, you know, now we have the wintertime, you know, you got dry skin and stuff. Are there different skin cares for now compared to summertime?
Oh, man, I need it because my hands are so cracked. They're so dry. They hurt so much.
What do you recommend for the wintertime in cracked hands?
We don't have a whole lot to choose from as far as that other than like... coconut oil, you know, we sell a lot of coconut oil. I mean, you can take, as long as you take your fish oils, I mean, that helps, you know, by taking fish oils internally, things like that.
That should help your skin?
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to hydrate from the
inside out, yes.
I am clearly lacking.
And if you have a humidifier in your house, that's going to help because the air is so dry. That's why your skin's so
and
dry.
And in the summertime, when you burn yourself, do you have things that treat skin burns or...
We have
aloe. Against the sun?
Yeah. We sell a lot of aloe. We sell a lot of solvent silver is really good for burns, and whether it's from the sun or, you know, you get a burn from...
You know, back to the
grilling
dry skin
or something.
Thing,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes in the winter, we don't drink as much water because we're not hot.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And
so
we, like, dehydrated.
And you get dehydrated. Because your skin, if your skin's really dry, like, something's going on inside...
That's what they say.
You know,
you got me worried now because my skin is like, I mean, my knuckles,
the
my
air
hands.
Is dry,
yeah.
And you're probably not drinking enough water.
I'm not taking enough
fish oil.
Yeah, okay,
right.
All right.
Yeah, got to remember
so you better
to
get
hydrate.
With it, Tom.
I've got to get on it.
You're like a house plant, you got to water yourself.
Yep.
So colon health, what do you have for colon health?
Fibers. We have some fibers, you know, different fiber.
Probiotics.
Probiotics.
No, I hear probiotic all the time and prebiotic.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between the two?
Prebiotic is going to feed the probiotic. So you need to have the food for the probiotics to survive. So
okay.
It's basically fiber, though.
Yes.
So it's fiber. So like
I feel like
oatmeal,
prebiotic
sauerkraut.
Is kind of one of those like trending words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? But really, if you're eating an apple a day.
You're getting that fiber.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the prebiotic is just literally it's food. And then the probiotic goes in afterwards and feeds on the food.
A lot of probiotics have prebiotics added.
Because I've noticed there's a lot of people now who are really big into, like, gut health.
Right.
They talk about, you know, the prebiotic, the probiotic, and, like, the foundational elements of being healthy starts with your gut. And, of course, I'm, like, super unhealthy because,
So what do you recommend for your immune system? You said, like, magnesium?
No.
No?
No. For your immune system?
Yeah.
The vitamin D, the vitamin C, your probiotics.
You know, you always see on TV this guy, like, taking down this energy thing. It's like it's a little packet, and I guess it's like vitamin C. And
the emergency packages?
The emergency. Is that, I mean, does that you think really helps? I mean, or should you just, because I know that's water soluble, right? And it kind of goes through your system real fast. I mean, how much vitamin C should you be taking a day? And do you take it more than just once in a day, or should you take it a couple times a day?
Usually 500 is the dose. So unless you're sick, 500 is usually plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because remember, you're probably getting it in food, too.
Yeah, you're not just getting it in supplement.
Now, do you guys carry that energy? What is it called?
Emergency?
We carry something very similar.
Yes, not that, but we do carry another one that is similar. Yes.
Yeah, I know back when I was a kid, my uncle really worked out a lot and stuff, and he just preached vitamin C constantly, you know.
Yeah,
taking it all the time. He just... thought that
I
was
mean,
the
it's
health
better. It's good for more than just your immune system. It's good for your skin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Skin one, yeah. It's an antioxidant, so it helps protect your cells from free radical damage. Like, I mean, yeah, vitamin C is. Without it, we'd get scurvy. You know.
Yeah, I know that. I like orange juice. I love that stuff. Who do we get on the line?
I can't do the pulp though, in orange juice.
I like the pulp.
We've got Charisse from Griffith calling in. Charisse, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hi, Charisse.
Hi, Charisse.
Hi.
Hi. So I have a question. There's big hype right now about mushroom coffee and lion's mane mushroom and all these different kinds of mushrooms. Do you guys sell mushroom coffee or any type of mushroom type vitamins?
Asking about mushroom coffee?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, we do. We do carry mushroom coffees. We also have it in, like we said earlier, we have it in the capsules and tinctures and different things. Lauren's having a little difficulty.
Oh, no, I can hear everybody. Oh, I just couldn't really hear Charisse.
Oh, okay.
I could
yeah, hear so we else. Do, Charisse. We do have a couple different ones. I don't know what ones they carry at the Highland location, but we have some in Maryville.
Now, is that something that you guys serve, though? Do you, like, on your restaurant side, or is it just something that I would purchase and make on my own?
You would make it on your own. You would buy the bag, and then you would make it on your own. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, do you visit, what store do you visit, Charisse?
The Highland one, whenever I do.
All right. So you're in the Highland one as well. Because you're right down the road there in Griffith.
Yeah.
Charisse, thank you so much for calling in. And the next time I see you cruising around the streets of Griffith, I'll give you a wave.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
So what I noticed was that you brought in.
Sorry, it looks like we're having some headphone technical difficulties.
I know, I'm
here,
trying to be
so
the electrician.
Nick's the roadie and the guy on the mic right now as well. You're listening to Let's Eat. Join the conversation, 219-769-9577. That's 219-769-9577. If you've got a question for Lauren or Sherry, Lauren running the Highland Balms and Sherry running the Maryville Balms.
You know, I saw something here that was really interesting. Was the fish oil like a liquid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never seen that. And how would you recommend digesting that?
Well,
because some people have problems with You know, I talk to friends and I'm like, oh, I take fish oil all the time because it helps my knees. It does help my knees.
Yes. Right.
And everyone's like, oh, I would take it, but it, you know, I always burp up some. I never have that problem.
You must be taking a really good one.
Yes.
I never have that problem.
I did learn with the pills taking to put it in the freezer.
Taking a high quality fish oil, you should not get fish burps.
No, you should not. So, and if you're buying it in big quantities and then you open it up and it has a rancid smell, you might as well throw it in the garbage.
And that's what they say. They say if you're doing that, the pills are not that good.
Right.
They're spoiled or something like that. Yeah. So what would you recommend doing with that liquid?
The liquid, after you open it, you got to keep it in the fridge.
In your tea, maybe?
I wouldn't do that.
I'll tell you what, my dad drinks it straight out of the bottle.
No.
Yeah, I do. I pour it in a spoon and I just, I love the taste of fish.
You know,
like, I'm a seafood guy.
They got a lemon flavor in them.
Really?
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
And how do you, those are sample packs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you guys just sell them in bottles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bottles and in capsules.
Well, you know, people are always wondering what's going on. Do you do sampling in your stores? Do you ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Is
those play
always
on Saturdays.
A weekend, on Saturdays?
Usually Saturdays.
I mean, what do you sample? You break a pill in half and say, try it? I mean, what do you...
We get a lot of samples sent to us, from our distributors.
I mean, I'm a grocery guy, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we'll open something to sample for people, especially if it's something they can taste right then and there, a fish oil or like a gummy.
Sea moss or,
gelled sea moss. For both of you, because you've been in the health food industry or the health industry for, decades at this point, how have vitamins and the taking of vitamins changed? Because I remember when I was a kid, it was a Fred Flintstone vitamin.
I was a Flintstone kid.
Yeah, and it's like now I don't even know if they sell those on the store shelves anymore. But how is like taking vitamins? Like we talked about gummies earlier, but how else have they really changed?
Anyone also want to add to that is a multivitamin the thing? Just to take a multivitamin, you're set. I mean, I'm not sure. You said, how have they changed?
Hello?
And are multivitamins like good for everything?
Well, they are, but there's usually not. I mean, you're going to get basic things in your multivitamin.
Okay.
You know, they have changed over the years. You know, they're organic. Back in the day, there was really organic wasn't a thing.
No.
Flintstone vitamins are, they're a vitamin, but.
So what are you saying? You're saying you should take take a multivitamin and then build around it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea, especially if you don't eat a lot of variety, of fruits and vegetables, because that multivitamin is going to kind of fill in the gaps then that your diet's missing. And back to how things have changed, I think like technology has just improved, and so the making of the vitamins has improved. They're able to find new ways to put some ingredients into things that we used to not be able to do.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay,
yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I still miss those old Flintstone gummies.
We used to just get the hard ones, and I used to eat 5, 6, 7 of them because I thought it was just candy.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. That's not giving you very much nutrition.
Right.
Oh, man. We've got to.
We don't recommend Flintstones. Yeah.
We've got Jennifer.
Or Centrum. Sorry. No.
Centrum. Oh, man. That takes me back.
Gosh.
Jennifer calling in from Lansing.
Hi, Jennifer.
Let's eat.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Jennifer.
Good.
Hi, Lawrence. I go to Lawrence to Highland all the time, so.
Yep.
And what do you
have? Lauren knows me well.
I know you well, yeah.
Do you have like a shopping list?
I'm probably her worst customer.
What's that?
You're not the worst customer.
I'm probably her worst customer.
Jennifer's one of our regular customers. She loves to get special juice from the juice bar.
The juices. Yeah.
What's your special juice you get, Jennifer?
Well, I have a couple of them. I just combine the juices, and one of their employees coined it the Jennifer because it's just really unique. So, but I love their juices. That's why I'm there most of the time, and I love their light therapy, their ion cleanse. I mean, I'm just all about them. I could live there, actually. I practically do.
Do you have a question for the ladies?
Yes. You guys were mentioning probiotics, prebiotics. Now, there's one that you left out, postbiotic. I've heard about postbiotic.
Postbiotic?
And, yes,
Jennifer,
sir.
I'm confused with pre and pro, and I got to get into postbiotics? Okay.
Yes, postbiotic is the latest thing. So can someone explain that?
Yes, please, because I also need to take notes on a postbiotic.
I'll let them do that.
She's right. That is the latest thing. you're now seeing that. Prebiotic, postbiotic.
Because I know you said the prebiotic feeds the probiotic.
Yeah,
the prebiotic is the food for the probiotic, but what is the postbiotic?
And I think the postbiotic is helping your body, like, maintain the probiotics.
Keeping it level.
Yeah, because...
So it's just another name.
Kind of like, you know, you want the probiotics to flourish in your gut, in your stomach, in your intestines, in your colon. And a postbiotic, I think, is helping with that part.
Okay.
Keeping it level.
Keeping them to colonize and do their thing.
Oh, okay. So then if I am to take one, shouldn't I just take a postbiotic to fulfill all the requirements?
I don't see a lot of post. I don't think you can get postbiotic by itself. Usually you find one that's both got pro and post all in one.
So I would have to take all three?
That's, well, not separate. It's like
it's all together.
Like one spoonful thing. Or capsule.
One capsule, yeah.
Do you guys sell a postbiotic?
Do you sell a postbiotic?
Not a postbiotic by itself, but there are some probiotics. I think the Vital Planet probiotics have
postbiotic
in it.
So, Jennifer, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Bombs Natural Foods. We got one from Highland, and we got one from Maryville.
Highland, please.
Okay. So, Lauren.
Oh, can I ask one more question?
Sure.
I'm just curious, because you guys have two stores, and one's in Highland, one's in Maryville. Would you guys ever think of merging and just have a centralized location like Cherville?
Yeah, not right now.
No, you know what? And actually, to go from Maryville to even Cherville with the traffic is just...
It's horrendous.
I experienced it today.
So it's better to have two on opposite ends where people can...
Yeah, but what about the Cherville location? There's a lot of people in Cherville.
Oh, they're in the middle, so they can go to Highland or go to Maryville.
Yeah, you have to cross all the way through.
Nick, I think I found out what you're going to do in retirement now. You can run the Balm Cherville, okay?
Oh. There you go. Yeah. Jennifer, thanks for calling in, and we'll be sending you out a gift card to Balm's Natural Foods.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the question.
Now, do you get a lot of Jennifers? You have a lot of repeat customers, a lot of people who come in all the time?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah,
we have a bunch of regulars. And we know their order, you know?
Yes, when they're walking in the door.
Sometimes you know their order and not their names, right?
Yeah, probably, yes.
That's how we were just talking about that earlier. That's how I was in a restaurant. I know the people, when they ordered, I'd like, I know who that guy is, but I didn't know his name.
Yeah.
I still went out and said hi.
Right.
So what'd you bring in for us, what Tony's looking at over there?
Well, there's a lot. There's some smoothies and juices and a couple of acai bowls.
Ginger stuff. What do you got on the smoothies? Because you both have full smoothie bars, right?
So, correct.
Is it 5 options at a smoothie bar? Is it 25 options at the smoothie bar?
It's just like endless, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot to choose from, and then you can make your own. You can special make your own.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't use any mixes or
no syrups or anything like that.
Okay, so like somebody gets a
totally customizable
a beet item, do you just use the whole skin and everything?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. It's all organic.
So you're getting all of the nutrients packed into that smoothie.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. And today we have some special guests here to make you feel healthy and good, and that's Bombs Natural Foods. They're located in Maryville. And they're located in Highland. And we have Lauren and Sherry here, owners of the operations. And we want you to call in 219-769-9577 because you know what? They have gift cards. So give us a call, give us a comment, and we can send you out a gift card. So you got that, and you got the what are the chips you got?
Oh, I just brought some. It's like a healthier
chip.
Dorito.
Okay.
Oh, is it
a healthy Dorito?
Yeah, it's like a
that's
it's
what
a
I need. Excellent.
Tortilla chip, but it's made with like organic ingredients.
Do you got a snack section?
Yes.
And
oh yeah.
Now, they're all healthy snacks?
Well, healthier.
Healthier?
Healthier. As healthy as packaged food can be. I mean, packaged food is packaged food. But, yeah, definitely
Are there chips that can be probiotics? Do they do anything like that? Or they add anything in the chips? Or just
I would say more fiber.
Low salt.
Right.
Low sugar.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Yes.
What would you recommend for joint health? I guess fish oil pills. Is there anything else that you would... Because I used to have problems with my knees, but really the fish oil pills really have corrected that.
Yeah, that's glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, all those things, turmeric.
Collagen,
yeah.
Where'd you guys get all your knowledge from? Because you're almost like little doctors.
Well,
School of Hard Knocks?
We went through a lot of classes. Yeah, classes. And, you know, we learned from customers as well. I mean,
so just a lot of training. Is there like regular like periodicals or like magazines you're reading online, studies, that kind of stuff? Like it's
There's
always
magazines. A lot of companies have moved to Zoom after 2020. And so you can hop on a Zoom call
all the
time and learn new things.
You go to a lot of trade shows? There are a lot of trade shows for your industry?
Not really.
That's in the past. That's been a while.
There's none very close.
Okay. Who do we got?
Who do we got on the line?
We've got Allison calling in from Highland. Allison, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hello, Allison.
Hi. I just wanted to say, first of all, that I do appreciate your story. You all are very helpful. And when I've had sick children, my husband delivers UPS in the area, and you have let me pay ahead and him pick up. So I just want to give a shout out for your kindness and help. And I wanted to say, this working? I'm in my car.
So okay,
I don't
yeah.
know how well it's...
Yeah, we've got you, Allison.
Oh, I thought you were getting emotional about this.
Well, you guys are so great.
No, I appreciate
it's switched
that.
On my car phone, so okay. I don't know what you got. But thank you for your helpfulness in your store. And it was funny the lady asked about postbiotic because that was my question, one of my questions. And I just want to give a shout out for Just Ingredients brand. They have a probiotic, and it has the pre, pro, and the post. And I don't know if you guys would source them or not, but they're a very clean brand.
And what is it again?
The brand name is Just Ingredients.
Just Ingredients.
And they have very clean...
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with Just Ingredients. I've definitely been interested in bringing Just Ingredients in. It's on my radar.
Yeah. Okay. I just thought with talking about the postbiotics, I know that's something they offer with their probiotics.
Oh, awesome. Good to know.
And then my question was in regards to vitamin C, I know there's ascorbic acid and also other forms of vitamin C, and I was wondering if you could speak to that on, like, what do they have different uses? Is there one that is better than another to take, or... If that makes sense.
So different types of vitamin C's. Yeah. Yeah, there's a baby in the background.
He's got a question too, you know.
So different types of vitamin C that people can take and what they do for different types of immune system support?
Well, I think the ester C, for one, is going to be gentler on your stomach. So people that have issues with acid reflux and stuff like that would take the ester C. Ascorbic acid is vitamin C, so.
Yeah, I think it's more about the way that they're absorbed.
Yeah, the way they're made.
Because there's also vitamin C, which would be the fat-soluble version.
Right.
Which is going to stay
and I think there's
in your body a little longer.
Nope, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So, I don't remember if it's called like an amla berry. It's supposed to be like very high in vitamin C, so it's like that kind of thing. Like natural food sources that are really high in vitamin C versus ascorbic acid, I guess.
Yeah, like acerola.
Right.
Yeah, you can get food-sourced ones, too.
So, Allison, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Bombs Natural Foods. You probably go to the Highland one, and they got the Maryville store. So, Lauren and Sherry are going to slip me over a gift card, and the station's going to mail it out to you, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, and I've been enjoying listening.
Okay. Well, I hope you listen all the time. Thank you again.
Take care.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Allison. We got about 10 minutes left in the show, so maybe one or two more callers left here at 219-769-9577, 219-769-9577.
That means I got to go fast through my list right now.
Yeah, because we got to get to the Chef Nick questionnaire.
Yeah, that's not – yeah, we'll do that too. Services. What kind of services do you offer?
Right now, we only have the Ion Cleanse in Merivale.
Okay.
So that's the foot detox. Okay. Highland has a
– we have a Ion Cleanse, and then we also have a red light therapy.
What's red light therapy?
Red light is it's great for your skin. It helps to increase collagen production in the skin. It's our machine also emits infrared light.
Okay, you said that. Does it help with acne?
It can help with acne, yes.
Okay, that's good to know. I mean, that's something.
And then it can penetrate the skin also to help with, like, inflammation. Also, it can help support, like, mood and sleep. The, you know, red light is...
I know that you have to use, like, the glasses for the infrared, though, because, like, it is super bright and will blind you.
We supply glasses. And it's a small machine, so it's really great for targeted areas. So like, we have Jennifer, for example, the caller earlier. She loves to use red light for... she's got an old, like, wrist injury, so she'll sometimes use it on her wrist or an ankle or the back of her neck. You know, just wherever she's got little aches and pains. And
How about classes? Do you guys do any kind of classes?
Not currently, but it's definitely on
in the works.
Another on my radar.
Yeah. And you what don't you guys always give advice, right?
Yes.
Always give advice.
Yes.
You do the CBD oils?
Yes.
How's that? Is that a pretty good category? Is that kind of went away now that all the states are legal except for Indiana?
It's still around. We're still doing really good with the CBD.
I noticed that actually for CBD, I use it for my dogs for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't start until like literally July 4th last year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even all through the weekend, even though I started a couple of days later, I found that, you know, I gave it to them in like their bone broth that they drank up, and then I rubbed it on their ears. I'm like, you girls are just going to mellow out and relax.
Yep.
But that's, I found that, using CBD oil for the dogs to help calm them down during the 4th of July was a big one.
And thunderstorms. My dog doesn't like thunderstorms either. So
what other
things.
Pet products do you offer?
That's it, really.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just we don't have anything either. Okay. It's just,
Okay. How about holistic remedies? Do you offer any holistic, meaning like... what's holistic? Like, oh, I'm going to wear a copper bracelet, so, you know, or I'm going to put magnets on my chest to, you know,
heal me and stuff. You know, like, we've got ear candles.
Oh, yeah. I've had that done. Yeah. I've had ear candling. You guys do that there?
We don't do it there, but we sell.
You ever have ear candling?
No, but Nick, if you want to light a fire in my head, I will gladly let you.
Okay, I always have a problem with heartburn. What do you suggest for heartburn?
Versus like Tums, right? That's what I think all grew up seeing people take ourselves.
Or the, whatever you call it, the omeprazole, which is really, really not good for you.
Right.
I quit taking those. I took them for years. I stopped.
Well, you can do your enzymes. You know, you take your enzymes with your meals, so that will help to make, you know, help to digest the food so that it's not sitting there in your gut and fermenting. So,
And there's like papaya enzymes you can have after a meal.
It works like a natural Tums,
DGL,
better for them.
Which is from licorice.
Mm-hmm.
I always hear the apple cider vinegar again.
Yeah.
People say I can't see how that will work because it's.
I know it's
vinegar.
Counterintuitive. But
exactly.
A lot of times you have acid reflux because you actually don't have enough
acid. Right.
And people who are taking these antacids for a long
time. Oh, they're clearing it out of their system.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
How about aromatherapy?
And you know what else those antacids
do? What?
They deplete your body of important nutrients.
Yes. Right.
Like B12.
Yes.
Your minerals.
Yeah. What I kind of only take is, I guess, Tums now.
Yeah.
I really don't take too much like I used to at all.
Yeah.
How about aromatherapy? You guys have things like that, candles?
We have essential oils.
We have a lot of essential oils. Mm-hmm. So sell a lot of essential oils.
So was that like something you put into a thing and it...
Like a diffuser.
A diffuser and it goes up.
Or
and
some people make their own
what's a great aromatherapy for, you know, what do people... What kind of... Lavender, is that a big one?
Lavender, peppermint, cloves, cinnamon. I mean, it depends. A lot of times they'll make their own. Mm-hmm. They'll buy a bunch of different ones and combine them themselves and...
Eucalyptus.
Right now, eucalyptus is big.
How about loyalty program? Do you guys have a loyalty program?
Yes, we both do.
Okay, and how's that work?
We have a card that you can use for store purchases. When you spend $30, you get a stamp, and when you fill it up, you get $10 off.
And then
there's also
the juice bar. Every time you get a juice or a smoothie, you get a stamp. Once that is filled up, you get a free juice smoothie. Or
that's good.
Okay, now we're talking. Really quick, do you do peanut butter banana smoothies at
We
all?
Have one that's called the monkey butter. That is amazing.
I guess I'm sold. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. I will be there. I need to call up so I can win a gift card here the next 6 minutes so I can go next week.
What's new coming down the line? Anything new? New projects? Anything?
Mm. Well, I don't...
You've stumped him, Nick.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I mean,
we're gonna do.
You got a question
before we get into that? Okay. I was gonna say, can we give the locations again? So, Lauren, you've got Highland. Where's your store at?
Yeah, we're at 2130 45th Street in the Port Dulu Plaza in Highland.
Okay, and a phone number?
219-922-1050.
And also, social medias?
Yes, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. It's Baum's Natural Foods Highland.
Okay.
And how about you, Sherry?
Our location is 411 West 81st Avenue in Maryville, Indiana, behind the Wendy's.
Behind the Wendy's.
Right. Yeah.
But my buddy, when I told him about it, he says, "Oh, it's next to Greek Euros." I said,
"Well, it's in that plaza."
The guy sells Euros. You know what I mean? For Kronos, yeah. I said, "So everything I got to say where the Euro stand is, so you know where it is." Anyways,
that tracks for you, Nick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And phone number for you, Sherry?
219-769-3140.
And again, like social media platforms.
There's
just Baum's Natural Foods.
Okay. Yes, it's okay. Not.
Okay, yeah. We're going to do this questionnaire. You guys ready?
Oh, okay.
Real quick. your favorite sandwich?
The veggie hoagie from Amici's.
Oh, gosh.
And how about you, Sherry?
I don't even know. Probably one of the Panera's, like their veggie avocado from Panera.
Okay, Sherry, how you like your eggs done?
Over easy.
How about you, Lauren?
Same.
Okay, go ahead.
When I cook them at home, though, I add feta cheese.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, you put a little feta cheese on the bottom, and then you crack the egg in it, and then you let it cook like that, and when you flip it, I do flip it sometimes, but the cheese has gotten, like, crunchy.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's called
good.
Fromage.
That's the way to Nick's heart
there.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Okay, let me ask you, Lauren. What's on the other side of the rainbow?
A pot of gold.
You both think that, huh? Okay. We just got done with Valentine's Day.
I was going to say,
would you rather
Floyd's
have chocolates or flowers?
Chocolates. Flowers die.
I mean, I got really nice flowers this year, though.
You eat the chocolate. What's worse?
Well, yeah, but they're good.
Okay, cats or dogs?
If it's really good chocolate, I'll take it.
I like both.
Dogs.
Meat. Sox or Cubs?
Cubs.
Yeah. If you had another business to open, what kind of business would it be, except for Baum's?
I don't know. The only other thing I could see myself doing is like a bakery.
I was going to say bakery for you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Would you rather skydive or bungee jump?
Skydive.
Lauren. I'm with Lauren on that one. Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, neither.
I'm going to stay in the plane okay. And cheer you on.
Thick or thin pizza?
Thin.
Yeah, thin.
Okay, real quick, 6 words that describe your business, each of you.
6 words.
Or you can put them together.
holistic.
Uh-huh.
This is 2 words. Customer service.
Okay. Yes.
Natural.
Okay.
Family.
Family owned.
Family, okay. Just family in general. Family.
Got one more word, I think. I think, like you said, it's helpful.
Helpful, yes.
Yeah,
knowledge.
Right. Knowledge.
Knowledge.
You do gain knowledge there.
Yes.
If you sit around, you gain knowledge.
Yes.
Last thing, your favorite smell?
Chocolate chip
outside.
Cookies.
Outside. Huh?
Outdoors.
The outdoors. Fresh cut grass or just outside?
Just being outside. The springtime or about, after a rain.
What about
or
like... After, somebody cooking chocolate chip cookies with the window open outside.
Folks, thanks for joining us here this this great Friday. We had Baum's Natural Foods on. We had Lauren and Sherry. Lauren is from the Highland operation, and Sherry is from the Maryville operation. And I encourage you to go visit Baum's Natural Foods for all your ailments or if you want to beautify yourself? Because you guys, do you sell cosmetics there?
A little bit, not a little much.
Because there's like people there.
Skincare stuff.
That
like
makeup
is not
so
makeup.
I encourage everyone to visit Balm's Natural Food. They got a great juice bar. They do smoothies. They do drinks. They got chips. But they have a lot of healthy foods. Again, I want to thank you both for stopping in today. I want to thank Tom for running the boards here and being my buddy. And I want to thank everyone out there for listening. I hope to hear from you next week, too, when we have Low Country on for Mardi Gras week. Right, Tommy?
That sounds good.
I'm looking forward to it, Nick. I'll bring the beads if you bring...
I don't know. I'll wear a T-shirt. Don't
that
worry.
That works. Thank you. It's radio. It's radio. Theater of the mind.
So I want to thank everyone for joining us. And again, don't forget to take your family and give them a big old hug and kiss. And grab those fur babies and give them a nice old smooch. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week. Yasu.
This is 89.1 Lakeshore Public Media, WLPR FM Lowell. It's coming up on 4 o'clock. Time now for All Things Considered with Michael Gallenberger.
The Trump administration is diverging from decades.